escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
So ESPN put out a ranking of all 32 teams and projecting their starting lineups and ranking the best rosters in the NFL. I expected the Philadelphia Eagles to be one. They're actually two. The number one roster, according to ESPN, in the NFL is the Baltimore Ravens. Kind of surprised by that. Like, they've built up a significant team in Baltimore, both sides of the ball, no doubt about it. I mean, Lamar is great. Derrick Henry is great. Their receiving core, they added DeAndre Hopkins, but he's past his prime. I don't think Rashad Bateman is great. Zay Flowers, good receiver. Mark Andrews and Likely, good two tight ends. Their offensive line is solid. They did change some things up a little bit on the right side of their line. But defensively, their defensive line has always been solid with Matt Ebike, Roquan Smith in the middle with Trenton Simpson, young linebacker. In their secondary, they added Jaire Alexander to go with Kyle Hamilton. Another year for Malachi Starks, their former first-round pick. And Nate Wiggins was also a high draft pick. They bring back mostly their entire defense while also adding in Jaire Alexander. Surprised they had that over the Eagles. Dominant roster that did lose some pieces, especially on defense. But the question is, where do the Steelers rank on this list?
Can I guess?
I would love you to, Sean, and you put that one on a tee for me to ask.
Okay, since you asked.
Where do you think the Pittsburgh Steelers in total roster, again, with the highest paid defense, you expect their defense to have some capabilities to it and probably be able to catapult them high up the list.
All right, I've got it.
Where are the Steelers?
I'll give a slight little window here.
Okay.
They're between 14 and 16, right in the middle.
They are not. You are too positive on the Steelers. ESPN is a lot more negative. ESPN has the Steelers with the 19th best starting lineup in the NFL.
So Mike Tomlin will get even more credit if they go above 500.
If they go 9-8, the Tomlin apologists will be in the streets parading like the 0-16 Browns through right around their stadium. They will be so pumped. Mike Tomlin has done so much with so little, despite having T.J. Watt's a Hall of Famer, Cam Hayward's a Hall of Famer, Minka was on that track, and Aaron Rodgers on your team, and D.K. Metcalf on your team.
That seems kind of low to me. I'm surprised.
Darius Slay and Ramsey, and sure, you might say it's a bunch of names at this point. I don't think it's the Arizona Cardinals retirement home that they had with Emmitt Smith, and you know Kurt Warner could still play, but a lot of guys, didn't J.J. Watt go to Arizona? Like,
he did.
At the very end of their career, a lot of the time you see players go to Arizona where they don't have much left in the tank. Steelers are 19th. Biggest strength, ESPN says, edge rusher, T.J. Watt. Alex Highsmith. Nick Herbig took a step. Biggest weakness, offensive tackle. With Broderick Jones and Troy Faltanu, big questions. Obviously, Faltanu played just 49 snaps before hurting his knee. Broderick Jones goes to the left side. That'll be significant. And I always wonder, like, these lists in the national media, they see Dan Moore get, what, 4-72, 4-82 million, whatever it was. And the national media immediately thinks, oh, well, they lost Dan Moore. Dan Moore was so important to that line. Look what he got in Tennessee. If you watch 17 games of Dan Moore, you'd be completely fine saying, yeah, you know, let him go. Let Tennessee overpay for him. That's fine. We'll pass on Dan Moore. Never reached his potential. My dad, who's listening right now, always thought Dan Moore would make the Pro Bowl. He told me every year, Dan Moore will make the Pro Bowl.
Maybe he will, just not in a Steelers uniform.
Tennessee.
Like Dotson.
Okay, it's not that big of a loss for Dan Moore. X factor for the Steelers, the secondary. The Steelers' recipe for success is a passable offense with an elite defense. Regarding the latter, the pass rush is fully there. The questions are in the secondary. Can Ramsey and Slay play like their younger selves? Joey Porter Jr., the penalties. And Juan Thornhill, can he be an adequate replacement for Minkah? If the answer is all three, as yes, then the Steelers will be dangerous. Then why are they 19th? Like, are there that many detractors of Aaron Rodgers? They also point out non-starter to know as Roman Wilson, listing the three wide receivers as DK Metcalf, Calvin Austin, and Robert Woods. On paper, they also list Cole Holcomb instead of Peyton Wilson as a starting linebacker. I don't agree with that. On paper, I feel like this is a team roster-wise that is right around 12, 13, 14. Now, when you factor in the coaching that they have and the question marks there and the question marks on the offensive line that bring that ranking down, I still don't see where 19 is the case, where the Steelers are ranked lower than the Cowboys coming off of a 6-win season where they, a lot of questions about the coach. Their offensive line has reinvented itself a little bit, but their secondary, Malik Hooker's fine, Pittsburgh guy. Donovan Wilson, we'll see. But like Elam, he was a bust with, what, the Ravens, former first-round pick? Trayvon Diggs, sure, he has a ton of interceptions, but he can't really cover. Their linebackers are fine. Their defensive line is not that solid, outside of Micah Parsons. The Cardinals rank better in their starting lineup than the Steelers. The Cardinals at 17!
There's a lot of
That's
people...
That's ridiculous!
A lot of people saying they might be the favorite in the NFC West.
The Chargers are 16. The Bears at 15. I mean, do you trust the Bears lineup better than the Steelers
they
lineup?
They must be pretty high on new coach means new results for Caleb Williams.
Yeah, but we're talking about projected starters. So I guess that...
Well, so I'm saying they're, I think, maybe looking at Williams for a big breakout year.
14, Green Bay Packers. A lot of this, I think, is just based on the quarterback and how you feel about the quarterback. Like, Green Bay's got a ton of receivers. I like Josh Jacobs. Jordan Love is good. Their line is fine. Their defense... pretty solid. I could be sold on the Packers. Houston's 13, Tampa Bay's 12, Minnesota's 11. I agree Minnesota's better than San Francisco. Then you get into like the real heart of the best starting lineups, projected lineups. But I feel like the Steelers should be higher than Dallas. They should be higher than Arizona. And I would probably still give you the Chargers. So I think the Steelers probably right around that 14 to 16 range. I think I could be sold, the Bears too. They should be right in that mix. So that kind of surprises me, Sean.
Yeah, I wonder, do they put a lot more weight into their expectations for the quarterback? Because that's sort of that's how the NFL works, right? If you have a great quarterback, you're probably going to be a pretty good team, even if you're not elite around him. If you have a lousy quarterback, rarely does it work, even if you're in a really good spot at most other positions. So maybe their thought is, Rodgers is a below-average starting quarterback this year, and it's going to be hard to overcome that. But I think if you look at the other positions, I would say the Steelers are probably worst-case scenario average, if not what I would lean towards is slightly above average.
So don't you think, though, that they put three wide receivers. Don't you think they have to change the category with, like, wide receiver slash tight end to be able to factor in, like, Jonnu
Smith?
Pass
catchers, yeah.
Like, Jonnu Smith is not on this list as projected starters. I think if you line them up right now on the first snap of the game, Freiermuth and Jonnu Smith are going to be out there with Metcalf and Calvin Austin, and Robert Woods will not be on the field. So you have to take that into account. Like, they put a nickel corner in. They put an extra corner in defensively. They put Ramsey, Porter, and Slay, and they put two running backs. So why not have two tight ends? Because that's what factors in with the Steelers, with Jonnu Smith, whatever. But that gets me into my main point, the five things that I'm most looking out for right now going into camp. And number one is Broderick Jones at left tackle. That is the main question. And you might say, oh, well, like obviously Aaron Rodgers is a huge factor, and that's what I have number two. DK Metcalf, Aaron Rodgers, their relationship, how is it built? How does Rodgers form a relationship with Calvin Austin? He looked like him and Ben Skoranek were having fun throwing alley-oops on the basketball court in Malibu.
Well, that means Skoranek's going to be a Pro Bowler this season then.
Hey, like Cavalli said, you cannot win without Ben Skoranek. You can't be a really good team without Ben Skoranek and win meaningful games and unleash hell in December.
That's not the most controversial thing he said today. I'll leave it at that.
What else did Cavalli say?
I'm not going to repeat it.
He's listening right now.
People can go back and listen to Crowley and Nicholas Callis were aghast at what they thought Cavalli was talking about and for a couple seconds.
Callis might have put it out there on social media as well. There might be a social media video on Callis's Twitter.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Twitter. So Broderick Jones at left tackle. This season, in large part, is going to go the way that Broderick Jones helps take them to. Why? Well, obviously, Jones can help significantly in the running game, but pass protection, you have to protect Aaron Rodgers. I don't think he's a statue, but he also can't move that well back there anymore. He's 41. It is good that he's another year removed from the Achilles injury, but this is going to be the year to find out about Broderick Jones. He's back at his natural position. He played it right for the first 2 years. They thought, well, you know, show some versatility. Dan Moore can't move. He has to play left. That's the only position that he can play. Broderick Jones, this is make or break for him. Is he a bust? Is he someone that the Steelers can depend on? You're back where you're comfortable. You have a year to be able to prepare. You didn't start much at Georgia, but the raw talent, is there for Broderick Jones. That's what I'm keeping an eye on the most. I want to see Jones against TJ Watt, move Watt around, and how Broderick is able to compete. Because he practiced against Watt a lot. What is it like on the left side, and what's it ultimately going to be like once we get into regular season games, and how does he pass protect? Because last year, he just frankly was not good. Metcalf and Rodgers, how do they mesh? Rodgers and Freiermuth seem like they have a good relationship off the field. How does that continue? Also, Jaylen Warren and Caleb Johnson. As number three, Johnson, I think, is somebody who is just going to continue to work his way into the fold. He was a significant part of the offense at Iowa. Now, you know, Iowa really can't throw the ball. They're a running team. They depend on defense. If they can win the game like 12-3.
Or 6-4.
Or 6-4. They go in a 6-3 game and just kick a couple field goals. They love it. 12 games last year for Caleb Johnson. He led the Big Ten in rushing yards with over 1,500 yards and 21 touchdowns. 21 touchdowns. Sean, the previous 2 years combined, he had 9. And he had 21 as an All-American running back. As a guy that fell to the third round. Now, not the biggest back. He was 8th in the nation, though, in all-purpose yards. He's 6 foot, 212 pounds. He's somebody who I think is going to be able to provide a little bit of a thunder and lightning with Jaylen Warren. Like Johnson, a lot of the knocks on him was, well, what's his speed like? He didn't run necessarily well at the combine, but his like next-gen stats speed, like on the field, was, what was it, like a 2-4 he ran? Like a 60-yard touchdown that he had? So he has good game speed. Might not be there
a
in the 40.
2-4?
Or a 10, might have been a 4-4.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say he's redefining
a two,
speed.
A 2-4, he's like, you know, Usain Bolt on
He's a cheetah.
He is Usain Bolt on significant steroids. He ran about a 4-4. Thank you for the correction on that.
You know, the thing about Johnson, regardless of, you know, the measurables, even before the draft took place, frequently we heard that he's a guy that will fit with the Steelers.
Yeah.
So I think that's important. Assuming that all those people who said that beforehand turn out to be proven right, the fit is probably more important than what his 40 is or, you know, his height and weight.
No doubt.
Obviously, he's proven to be productive, and if it's a guy that works perfectly with what Arthur Smith and the Steelers want to do, I think that's even more important.
We know Arthur Smith loves to run the pitch play. Caleb Johnson, you're going to be seeing a ton of it. They're going to be tossing it out to him and probably running the opposite side of Broderick Jones, potentially. Hopefully not. Four first. Wide receiver and safety. Where are the additions? Are there additions made during camp? Is Robert Woods the wide receiver 3? Is Juan Thornhill seriously the second safety next to Deshaun Elliott? I want to see additions there, and they have $20 million to play with. I would be surprised if they sit on their hands and don't spend half of that. And number 5, Jalen Ramsey. Where does he play? Nick Faribault doesn't seem to think that it's going to be a safety and a base defense, but they're going to move him around. He'll probably play some nickel. What do you do with Ramsey? Like, how often does he play in the slot? Where do they factor in Jalen Ramsey, and do they move Darius Slay around? Like, do they play Slay somewhat inside, Ramsey outside? They do have some versatile guys, but I do wonder with whatever Thornhill's going to be, how do they eliminate? And I mean, they could just hide Juan Thornhill 20 yards off the ball and try to prevent deep plays. Like, one thing that they were good at, because they always had a man back there, was preventing those like 40-yard bombs over the top against them. They've done well at that, but at the same time, teams have nickeled and dimed them and has just taken long drives that wear out the defense to the point where they're tired and T.J. Watt is tapping out off the field late in the game, or they're just calling them out to put Herbig in, or remember the Anthony Chickalos of the world and Melvin Ingram, whatever. I do think with Jack Sawyer and Nick Herbig, it's the best depth that the outside edge rushers have had in a very long time. Where does Ramsey play? And as an honorable mention, Joey Porter Jr. and Keanu Benton. I want to see them take next steps at training camp. Like, these are big years for both of those players. Especially for JPJ. Two veterans that hopefully can help mold his game. Plus Keanu Benton on the defensive line. Like, they drafted Derek Harmon. It's going to be Harmon, Benton, and Hayward. This is the year for Benton to take a significant step up. And if he doesn't, he's going to be in the same category as Broderick Jones. They need their young players who they've drafted in those first three rounds to take big steps this year, especially the ones that are going to define the first 5 years of the Omar Khan era. And we're going to find out over the next year, plus, especially this year, with Benton and Broderick Jones already with years under their belt, this has to be the big year that they step up. Fan Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You can also chime in on the fan text line, which is brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. We've heard from a lot of people as well on the fan hotline. And the fan hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Sean, there's a caller on hold. And you know what? This caller has come at me before. And this caller has said some things on the YouTube comments that I saw today that weren't very friendly of me. Should we hear from the caller? I'm very risky to do this.
Yes.
I'm very risky to do this.
This makes for great radio, okay?
The barber, you get your chance to chime in. Hello, Johnny.
Hey, Limits, man. I'm telling you, great show today, man. I really think that Pomp and Joe stifle your talent. I really do. I think you're great. And just wanted to put an offer out to you and your wiffle ball team. Yeah, we the men on the PM YouTube channel, we would like to play you in a friendly game. We'd like to offer, you know, to let you see our talent and you play us. Winner takes all.
What would the winner win, Johnny?
I don't know. We'd have to come up with something. Something appropriate, of course.
I would be interested in that.
If you're interested, you let me know. You know how to get a hold of me. The barber's easy to get a hold of. But we look forward to hearing from you.
Who would Barber Football Focus project to win that game? Does Barber Football Focus steer in other directions outside of football?
We only do football.
Just football.
Only do football. I'd love to let you see the stats, but it's only available for high-level executives and owners, so you'll never get to see it.
Anything else?
Ohio.
Thank you, Johnny. That did not take a turn for a worse, like I potentially feared.
Are you going to make that happen?
I'll play the Barbers with a ball team, yeah.
Now, will Callis be involved?
I think Callis should broadcast the game.
Well, he's proven capable of it.
What a call he had last night. Like, seriously, that was a really good call. Now, he maybe needed to turn himself down a little bit, as I think he was running the board.
Yeah, over-modulated a bit.
A little loud. Here's a turn your radio down notice for Callis' call last night, but it was really good. From the NWLA tournament, where he was broadcasting in a tournament that I've actually played in before. My buddies at South Hills Wiffle, one of the leagues that I play in, was a part of it, and they did really well. This was Callis' call.
It's gone! Circle City Wiffle going to the championship!
And they ended up winning it all.
So if I was broadcasting the Super Bowl and a game-winning touchdown was scored in overtime, I don't think I would be that loud.
That was... I mean, Harry's just soaking up the vibes.
That's why he was so tired today, because
apparently
he used all of his energy...
All of his might on broadcasting the Wiffle Ball Championship. So shout out to Jake Davey and everybody that set up the NWA tournament at North Strabane Park. They will be back in 2 years. Next year's tournament's in St. Louis. All right, 412-928-9370. If you would like to chime in and join in on the conversation, I have a couple of things that I'd like to add at the end about what I did this weekend that was really cool. I'm going to tweet this out as well. I haven't gotten a chance to do that yet. And we'll be able to hear from you at the very end of the show as well. 50-minute mark, we're fastly approaching it. It's brought to you by South Hills, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram on Route 19 in Peters Township. Sean has a headline. We have a message from Bob when we return from this intermission on Pump and Joe. Austin Beck told your friend City Limits from behind the glass into the big chair in for Bob and Joe.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.